Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm extraordinarily thankful you're here with us, and I am very grateful to be your host. We're going to be looking today at books on archaeology of Jesus' last days, resurrection, these type things. Forget how I phrased it here. Books on, I don't know. I can't read my own handwriting. So let's get started. We're in Excavating the Evidence for Jesus, pages 280, 281. Thank you again so much for being here. Do check out our hundreds of podcasts. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think it was over 200 that we uploaded in the last 24 hours just because we had to, the way Spotify is changing a couple things. So I'm trying to get this one in. Just sneak it under. This will probably be the last one I do under this current format with the old Anchor app. So God bless. Again, thanks for being here. So the first book we're going to look at is Gerd Ludemann, The Resurrection of Jesus, History, Experience, Theology, Fortress Press. And that's the one that I ended on yesterday. And then Jody Magnus, Ossuaries and the Burials of Jesus and James, in the Journal of Biblical Literature, 24, 2005. Now, things like that you can occasionally find on JSTOR, eBay, various formats. Stone and Dung, Oil and Spit, Jewish Daily Life in the Time of Jesus, Grand Rapids, 2011. Now, doesn't that just sound like an absolutely great book? Jody Magnus. I've appreciated their work in time past. Then Bruce Metzger, A Textual Commentary in the Greek New Testament, UBS, that's the United Bible Society's 1994. And then Eric Myers and Mark Chansey, Alexander to Constantine, Archaeology of the Land of the Bible, Volume 3, Yale, 212. Probably going to have some great stuff in there as well. Occasionally, like Yale, you know, I'm more conservative than Yale. Let's just face that. Now, you might say, well, how does that interpret facts? It just does. Robert Price and Jeffrey Lauder, The Empty Tomb, Jesus Beyond the Grave, Amherst, Prometheus Books, 2005. And now, Prometheus, a lot of times, obviously not going to write from a Christian viewpoint, publish from a Christian viewpoint. They may in this case, but it could be kind of giving alternate theories to the resurrection. And then Levi Ramani, Ancient Jerusalem's Funerary Customs and Tombs and Biblical Archaeologist, 1981. That's Biblical Archaeologist number 44. And then E.P. Sanders, what a huge figure in the studies of God, monotheism, two powers, Judaism of the time period around the time of Jesus. He had a book put out by Penguin in 1996 called The Historical Figure of Jesus. And then E.I. Sukenik, which I really like him as an archaeologist, The Earliest Records of Christianity, The American Journal of Archaeology, number 51. That's Sukenik. And then, just because of the small print, I don't think I'm going to be able to pronounce his name properly. I think it's Eleterini Telepani, that Nazareth inscription, controversial piece of Palestinian epigraphy. And then Giza Vermes, The Resurrection History and Myth, 2008. That's put out by Doubleday. He did the Dead Sea Scrolls, probably what he's most famously known for, but I'm not acquainted with that book. I'm not positive where he would be coming from on that. Then you have N.T. Wright, of course, The Resurrection of the Son of God, Minneapolis, 2003. He's Anglican. And then N.T. Wright, Jesus Resurrection, Christian Origins. And that's in Gregorentium 83, number 4. Not acquainted with that publication at all. And then Boaz Zisson and Eaton Klein, rock cut burial cave from the Roman period at Beit Naruf, Judean foothills, in the Israel Exploration Journal, 61, 2011. I may have, when I was in Israel, seen that, may have picked up a copy. I'm not subscribed or anything such as that. And then Boaz Sisu, the Qumran type graves in Jerusalem, archaeological evidence of an Essene community in Dead Sea discoveries, number 5, number 2, 98, 5, number 2. So that's pretty interesting. So all these are going to have some reference to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we just want to say God bless you. Thank you for being here. We're so appreciative that you are. And just pray you have a good day. Again, I'd encourage you, please check out our recent uploads. And not just our recent, but going all the way back for years. A couple thousand podcast share. A lot of great material on there. Very good in proving Jesus. And then in the scripture, Bible. And then check us out on YouTube, New Life of Albany, Georgia. A lot of people go punch in Steve Waldron. It really limits, because it's a church YouTube channel, New Life of Albany, Georgia. And then New Life of Albany, Georgia Facebook page. We just greatly appreciate you. Love you. Pray for you. Not by name, obviously, but God bless in Jesus' name all of our listeners. And then please pray for us as well, that we can get this channel up and running after some technical interruptions. God bless you. Bye-bye.